A construction project in McGrath last year uncovered three skeletons. Authorities opened a missing persons case, but it turns out these remains have been missing for much longer than anyone expected. Radiocarbon dating shows the bones could be 1,000 years old. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, scientists have spent the last year analyzing DNA and isotopes to find out more about who the individuals were, what they ate, and whether they are related to people living in the McGrath area today.
It's been a year since Tanana Chiefs Conference senior archaeologist Bob Sattler announced the remains of three people discovered in McGrath in 2012 are between 800 and 1,000 years old.
We have an opportunity for the first time, I think, in Alaska to look at three generations of the biological, you know, evidence or signatures in those individuals to determine their possibly their migration patterns, their diet, and so forth.
The remains known as the Tauchuk McGrath discovery are those of two adult men and a child. It's not yet clear whether the child was male or female, but scientists do know how old the individuals were when they died.
The older adult guy is somewhere in the range of 35 to 40 years old. The younger man is somewhere in the range of 19 to 20 years old, and the child is 2 to 3 years old.
All three skeletons were found together, buried by layers of ancient river sediment. Jeff Hayes is a population geneticist at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. He's analyzing DNA from the bones.
You know, the interior of Alaska is a really large area, and we know next to nothing about the genetics of the people that live there, either now or in the past. So I think this is a really exciting start to try and pursue that and learn more about it.
All humans inherit genetic information from both of their parents. Hayes' analysis shows the two older men share a patriline, meaning the genetic information they would have inherited from their father is the same.
But we don't know how closely related they are. They could just as easily, based off the data that we have so far, be distantly related cousins as they are father, son, or uncle, nephew.
Hayes says deeper genetic analysis is difficult because the remains are so old. But there are other stories to be told. Hayes is working with TCC, as well as the tribal government in McGrath, to find living relatives. He may also be able to look at linkages between ancient and modern health and disease.
So, for example, we have a really good idea of the particular genetic markers that are associated with, say, obesity or type 2 diabetes. And with collaboration of other investigators who do the genetics of prehistoric populations. You know, we could be looking for similarities and differences in the frequency of particular genetic risk factors in the individuals that lived several hundred years ago and those that live in the region today.
The remains also shed a little light on how people lived along the Kuskokwim River in the past. Scientists have long believed ancient Alaska Native diets were rich in fish, but archaeologists rarely find fish bones at ancient campsites. An isotopic analysis of the Tauchuk McGrath remains shows the men relied heavily on fish as part of their diet. Karin Hoffman is an anthropologist at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She was surprised to find that even the child was eating fish.
The child has a nitrogen isotope signal that suggests it had been weaned and had been weaned for a long time, at least a year. Now, at first, that might not seem unusual to you. It was 2 to 3 years old, and that would be a rather late time today for weaning. But in the past, people nursed children for a much longer time.
A team was in McGrath this summer to excavate more of the site. TCC has a memorandum of understanding with the McGrath Native Village Council and MTNT Limited, a native corporation that serves four villages in the region. The research agreement is for 5 years. When the studies are complete, the remains will be returned for a traditional reburial ceremony. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.